This podcast was meant for educational purposes only. Void where prohibited. Some assembly required. Batteries not included. Items may be closer than they appear. Contents may settle during shipment. Use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected area. May be too intense for some listeners. For recreational use only. All models over 18 years of age. No user serviceable parts inside. Freshest if used before the date on carton. Subject to change without notice. All times approximate. Simulated picture. Breaking seal constitutes acceptance of agreement. For off-road use only. As seen on TV. One size fits all. Contains a substantial amount of non-tobacco ingredients. Colors may, in time, fade. Slippery when wet. Office use only. Edited for television. Keep in a cool, dry place. Process promptly. List was current at the time of recording. Not responsible for direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from any defect, error, or failure to perform. Penalty for private use. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Do not write below this line. Your canceled check is your receipt. Avoid contact with skin. Sanitize for your protection. Slightly higher west of the Mississippi. Beware of dogs. Contestants have been briefed on some questions before the show. You must be present to win. No purchase necessary. Use only in a well-ventilated area. Keep away from fire or flame. Approved for veterans. Price does not include taxes. Not recommended for children. Pre-recorded for this time zone. Reproduction is strictly prohibited. No solicitors. No alcohol, dogs, or horses. No anchovies unless otherwise specified. First pull up, then pull down. Call toll-free before digging. Driver does not carry cash. Some of the trademarks mentioned in this product appear for identification purposes only. Decision of the judges is final. This supersedes all previous notices. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast. No podcasters, plants, or animals were harmed in the making of this disclaimer. Podcast Help Desk number 84 for April 8th, 2016.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and you have stumbled upon the Podcast Help Desk. And today I'm going to cover the six things you can do to uncomplicate your podcast. And no, I'm not stealing topic ideas from other podcasters, although it might sound like that. So be it. And let's see here. I got to open up this. I got a couple news items here. Expletus abundant after Mountain Radio Station signal is apparently hijacked. And I love websites that autoplay video. Isn't that wonderful? But this is out of Breckenridge, Colorado. The news story is on CBS Denver. But there was a Breckenridge, Colorado radio station, 106.3 FM Lift Radio, was apparently hijacked at some point overnight for several hours. A lot of these stations now, are the studios are, like in this case, the studios in Denver, and then they have a transmitter up in Breckenridge. And the signal to the transmitter from the studio is done via IP through, routers and, the whole nine yards of internet. Well, somebody hacked into it and was playing a podcast. That's why it's in my list of news. But it was playing a explicit content podcast out of New York. I won't even mention the name of the podcast, but obviously they either have some super fans that are into hacking or something. I don't think the podcasters in question actually had anything to do with it. Of course, they say they don't, and I tend to believe that. But so for several hours, a podcast was being transmitted over an FM radio station because of a hacker. And I have a friend, well, I have quite a few friends in the radio business, and they all got warnings from their respective networks and or group owners or whatever that this particular piece of equipment that most radio stations use needed to be updated to prevent such a thing. So anyway, it was an interesting story. I'll have the link to it there in the show notes at podcasthelpdesk.com/84. And really the only other big news, or not even big news, but news, is the People's Choice Podcast Awards, the 11th annual, is coming back. And nominations open, I don't remember, April 15th, I believe. I don't know, it might be in this story, but they came out with new rules, the Podcast Awards, owned by Todd Cochran. And Podcast Connect, not Podcasts Connect, but we've talked about that before. The new nomination rules and show eligibility are basically any show that's been podcasting since January 1st of 2016 with 10 episodes and who has published a new episode within the last 30 days is open for nomination. Let's see, any show that has won a podcast award in the 2015 podcast awards are not eligible for nomination in the current year's awards. So any show that was, that won an award last year cannot win an award this year. And, well, let's see. Oh, and the show that won the previous year will present the award to this year's winner and be recognized. If not able to participate, the show will be recognized and the alternate presenter will be selected by the steering committee. Any single show that has won 5 podcast awards total in any category in the past 10 years or 4 podcast awards in any category in the past 5 years will be designated a legacy podcast. And that name, I guess, is malleable. It may not stay legacy podcast, but for now, that's what they're calling it, and earn a permanent placement on the podcast awards site. The show hosts for those shows will not be eligible for future awards for that show, but will gain placement on the podcast awards steering committee, making them ineligible for an award anyway. So anyway, a few more rules, and a couple of them are controversial. Let's see. Legacy shows will be honored annually at the awards ceremony. Any show wishing to be considered, my glasses aren't strong enough. Any show wishing to be considered for nomination shall register via the registration page and pay via PayPal a nominal $10 registration fee. The registration fee is simple. Oh boy, I am having a hard time reading English tonight. The registration fee is simply to qualify podcast hosts that want to participate and will be part of the awards process to include showing up for the awards ceremony or providing video for, a video acceptance speech. So if you're nominated, you should definitely, either plan on being at the awards ceremony, which is going to be virtual this year, so you can do it from the comfort of your own studio, or make an acceptance speech video to be played during the awards. And that's the controversial part, is the $10 registration fee. But podcast awards, for 9 of the 10 that have happened thus far have come out of Todd Cochran's pocket. And, he doesn't make much money. He gets a few sponsors and all that. Doesn't make any money at it. In fact, costs money. And he wants them to be self-sustaining. So part of that $10 is going to go to rebuild the site. There's also a GoFundMe campaign to raise $25,000 to redo the site. And that site's all custom code because, you know, we don't want people gaming the system. You know how people game the system. And we'll be talking about that in the main topic of the show tonight. And, well, speaking of shows, that's a notification that one of my shows that I listen to has a new episode. See, and I really should turn off notifications when podcasting, note to self. But anyway, the podcast awards GoFundMe, like I said, it's custom code. You know, you have to make sure that people aren't going to cheat, you know, even though it's an award and not, you know, there's no big monetary thing about it. Although the statues are pretty cool, you know, for the award. So, you know, maybe that's worth having, but, you know, people game the system. So they make sure that doesn't happen by having, you know, pretty robust custom code. And so that takes a lot of money to build that site. So that's what the GoFundMe. I'll have a you know, link to this story over at Podcaster News, and also the GoFundMe campaign link, so that if you want to participate in helping rebuild the People's Choice Podcast Awards, you can do that through the site. So let's see. I guess that's it for news this week. Let's get on to the main topic of the show. So the main topic for this episode is things that you can do to uncomplicate your podcasting endeavor, whether it be professional, hobby, semi, professional, or however you want to classify your participation in the podcasting world. You know, there's your six just simple things, maybe not so simple, but things that will uncomplicate your life when it comes to podcasting. The first thing, and I'm learning this, you know, I've skipped a couple of episodes here and there, as you guys all know. And a lot of times it's because I don't organize my episode prep. I don't do proper show prep as I should a lot of the times. You know, when I tell you I'm just winging it, well, I'm just winging it. Well, this one I did some show prep on, not a ton, because I don't want to sound like I'm reading. You heard me read when I was in the news segment there. You know, I don't read well. I mean, I read well. I don't talk and read at the same time very well. And that's just a skill that I don't really have. So I'm not going to do that, you know, by hand, you know, writing out an entire script of what I'm going to say. I write these bullet points out, and I've got six of them here, and we're going to talk about them. But that's what I mean by organizing your episode prep. You know, make a document. A lot of people use Evernote. I just use a Google Doc because I can't open the Google Doc on the iPad. I can open it on the iPhone. I can open it on, you know, any computer that I have internet access to. So, you know, so I make a plain old text document in Google Docs, and that's shared across, you know, wherever I log into Google. And when I come up with something I want to talk about, or a quote or a website link or whatever, I just plop it into the document for this show. So, you know, in this case, it's PhD 084, and so it's pretty easy. And it's kind of like writing my show notes, because a lot of what's in this doc is going to show up in the show notes there. You know, when I make my blog post at podcasthelpdesk.com. But I've got this all organized out now. I've got it in segments. I got you know, my news segment at the top. I got, you know, the main segment there in the middle. Got a couple other bonus segments. Got my blueberry tip. You know, I got all this stuff organized out, but I don't have it written out as a script. Now, there are certain things that I have scripted, but they're, you know, they're what I'm going to say, not that I'm going to read it, and it probably isn't going to read word for word from what I say when I'm in the scripted points. because, you know, there are points I want to make, but I just want to make sure. But I have that organized. Now, I realize you can't organize every type of content. If you're going to do an interview show or a roundtable show, well, you know, there's really not much to organize. Just, you know, ahead of time, tell your co-host or panelists or whatever what the topic is and how it's going to go so that, you know, not everybody's talking over everybody and, you know, and all that good stuff. But, you know, but be organized. Do your show prep, you know, however much you need to do for your type of show. But that makes it a whole lot nicer because you can just do, you know, go on and on and on to the next thing and, you know, stay on track. Because the worst thing you can do is go on and on and on and on when you really don't have that much to say. Yeah, I might be accused of that once in a while, but hey, this is do as I say, not as I do. The second thing, and, you know, we pound this, all of us podcasters about podcasting all kind of say the same thing, is that, you know, once you have your setup figured out, your recording setup, check that off the list. Don't keep agonizing over, well, you know, if I just get this better mixer, or I just get this compressor limiter gate, or I, you know, get this new microphone, that, you know, that I'm, you know, it's going to be the panacea. It's going to be, you know, no, the whole goal of having your gear is set it and forget it. You know, I don't touch the knobs on my mixer hardly ever anymore because I don't need to. I've got two microphones plugged into it. You know, I got my headset, my PR40, and, you know, unless I'm testing a microphone or something, I don't fiddle with it. So, you know, since now I know I can come down, you know, here to the studio, flip the switches and make sure, you know, I always go through and test everything, do a little test recording and audition, make sure my portable recorder has batteries, make sure I've got, you know, my card plugged into the portable recorder, you know, all that stuff that you got to check to make sure everything's working. But I don't have to, oh, geez, now where did I set that compressor, you know, knob, and where did I set all, you know, all the knobs just stay where they're at. And, you know, that's another tip is, you know, just try to plan it out to where you've got all your settings or your setup set up. I know that's redundant, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, try to podcast on the kitchen table. So they break out the laptop and they break out the mixer or the interface or whatever they do. And it's not a setup that is set up. It's, you know, something they have to set up every time. And that discourages you from podcasting. And it makes it more complicated. Because then you got to store stuff. Now, I understand, you know, there's people that don't have room to do that. But if you've got a desk somewhere or just a table somewhere, you know, off in the corner, it's much better to podcast there if you can leave the whole setup, you know, together. And that just totally simplifies things because, you know, you go in there, you turn it on, you test it, you start recording. You don't have to set it up every time. Now, like I said, that doesn't work for everybody, but, you know, if possible, that's a really good way to do it. But like I said, once you get a decent sound and you get a decent microphone, you got a, you know, all this stuff is settled, leave it alone. You're done. Check it off. Don't worry about it. Talk about your content. You know, make your content. Don't worry about the tech. Now, unless your content is about the tech, and then, you know, it's a whole different thing. And same thing with, you know, you get your RSS feed and your website set up. You get in iTunes and Stitcher and Blueberry and all the other directories you want to be in. Set it and forget it. You know, don't, well, I wonder if this new theme will work, and I wonder if this new player will work, and I never wonder if this new this works and that work. You know, it's great if you like tinkering with that stuff, but, you know, if it's a matter of tinkering with that or doing show prep, I would spend my time on show prep. You know, or you know, if not show prep, at least promoting your show, whatever. But don't, you know, don't sit there and just tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak on the website. Yeah, now you notice that Podcast Help Desk has changed recently.
But you know what? It didn't take away from the actual podcast. It was, you know, I was bored actually and wanted to play with it. But it's a different thing. You know, once you get the setup working, you know, don't fiddle with it. You know, it's a set it and forget it thing, like Ron Popeil in the in that rotisserie oven thingy that he was selling for years and years. You know, set it and forget it. Same thing, you know, with your gear and with your and your website and RSS feed. You know, yeah, sure, if you want to redesign it and all that stuff, but you know, don't constantly be working on that. And you know, none of that work is going to pay off much in new listeners. You know, the best microphone in the world isn't going to help you gain a listener. Now, if you've got really crappy audio and you improve your audio by buying a new mic and improve it substantially, then great, buy a new mic. Or if you just want a new mic, you know, these PR40s, they sound decent. They're not the be all end all, but they sound decent, but they look cool. You know, so I kind of like it because it looks cool. But, you know, my ATR 2100 or my even cheaper Behringer XM8500 microphone sounds just about as good. This headset that I have sounds almost as good. You know, so once you have a clear, you know, audio that's not offensive and sounds decent, leave it alone. You know, I know we're going back and forth on these here. You know, the number four thing I have on my list is don't try to game the system. You know, and we talk about that a lot. You know, there's no need to worry about things like new and noteworthy or review swapping and, you know, all that kind of stuff that people, you know, well, I'm going to release 7 episodes to start my show, you know, to launch my show. Well, first off, there's really no such thing as a podcast launch. No, podcasts just sort of show up and they build. It's not a launch so much as a start of a journey. You know, these people, they talk about launching. You know, I just watched a rocket launch today live, the SpaceX rocket that they launched today. But yeah, they launched it. That sucker started from zero and flew to 17,500 miles an hour. Inside of a few minutes, you know, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, whatever it took them, that's a launch. Your podcast isn't going to do that in most cases. Your podcast is going to start out slow and build speed and gain momentum and build speed and gain momentum and gain listeners and, you know, subscribers and, you know, you don't need to launch. So, you know, that whole word just sort of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But, you know, don't game the system. A lot of people spend an awful lot of time and energy trying to figure out how to, you know, get up the charts at iTunes or you know, whatever it is they're trying to do. If they'd have put that much energy into actually making decent content and promoting that decent content in an ethical and non-spammy way, you know, yeah, it's not going to launch like a rocket, but it's also not going to crash like a rocket. And of course, ironically, the SpaceX today actually landed the first stage back on a boat. It's the first time they've been able to land a rocket and reuse it. So that's kind of cool, but totally beside the point. But, you know, if you launch something, it's not going to, you know, launch a podcast. It's going to, you know, may shoot up a little ways, but it's going to come crashing down because you're spending all your time doing that instead of the content. So just do the content and don't worry about all the gaming of the system. Yeah, get yourself on iTunes, get yourself on Stitcher, get yourself in the Blueberry directory and, you know, whatever other directories you want to get into, you know, for your niche or whatever. You know, there's no reason to, you know, try to get fake listeners or fake reviews. You know, reviews don't do anything for you anyway, other than it's a little bit of social proof. They don't help you in the rankings at all. All that helps you in the rankings at iTunes is subscriptions and how many new subscriptions you've had recently. So, You know, get people to subscribe, send them to your website and have all those subscribe links there and all that. That's what you got to do. You know, don't try to, you know, get someone, you know, get something over, you know, hey, I've got a system to get 10,000 downloads an episode, you know, within a month. Well, that system is either going to be really spammy or it isn't going to work, one or the other. And the ones that are spammy, oh yeah, you get 10,000 listeners, but 9,870 of them are going to unsubscribe because your content's lousy or you're pushing, you know, you're being spammy or, you know, Mr. Marketing. You don't need that. Just, you know me, I'm down to earth. You know, I flip on the switch. I don't do a heck of a lot of editing because, you know, I am who I am. This is what I would sound like if we were talking on the phone. This is what I'd sound like if we were talking across the table at a restaurant. And that's kind of how I like to have my podcast be. And, you know, you may have a different style and that's fine, but I don't game the system. I don't, you know, and I'm in a position where I could probably game the system a little bit, but I don't. I don't want to spend the time, and B, it's really not worth it because, you know, okay, yeah, if I get 10,000 people to listen to my show, how many out of that 10,000 people are going to be interested in what I'm talking about for this, you know, second time around? Not that many. You pick up a few, but it's not worth it. And same thing, you know, another thing on my list. Once you have a workflow that works for you, stick to it. You know, keep changing the way you make your podcasts. You know, decide, well, I'm going to go live to the hard drive, or I'm going to do this in segments, or, you know, however you do it, just keep doing it that way if it's working for you. And the more you do things the way you do them, the better it's going to be for you. You're going to learn it. It's going to be easier. You're going to be more likely to stick to it. That's, you know, one of the problems with podcasting is sticking to it because it doesn't launch like a rocket. And, you know, even if you're in it for profit, you know, it's not going to launch like a rocket. So stick with it. You know, there's so many celebrity podcasts that start and stop because, you know, the celebrity gets on there and he does 5 episodes and says, well, I'm not getting anything out of this because he's not trying. You know, I can think of several of them and, you know, it's just not, you know, it's not a way to sustain something if you're, you know, changing things up all the time or you're, you know, that's the bottom line. There's really just one thing is, you know, just figure out what you're doing and stick to it. And, you know, that's how I operate here. Mostly I do change it up a little bit only because I've done podcasting for a really long time. And there are certain podcasts or certain episodes that lend themselves to live to the hard drive. There's certain other episodes that I do that I do in segments. And, you know, I do it the same way every time. It's just, you know, my process is a little different, but, you know, stick to something. You know, definitely. And the number 6 thing is just have fun. This is supposed to be fun. This should not be drudgery. You know, if you've got a schedule to stick to and you just don't feel like sticking to it, well, don't stick to it. It's your show. There's no hard, fast rule that says you got to come out on Friday at 2 p.m. or whatever you picked as your release date. You know, just put it out when it feels right. If that's works for you, you know, there's a fairly successful podcaster, I would say, who does a podcast just whenever it's done, whenever it's ready. So he has zero schedule and he's fairly popular. Now, you know, most podcasts, it's better to be on a set schedule. That way people build themselves, you know, build you into their schedule. But, you know, if podcasting becomes a struggle, you're not going to want to stick to it. So, you know, why add things that cause it to be a struggle? And I wish I would have remembered to turn off all my notifications. That would make my life easier in podcasting. But I got the iPad and the iPhone, and apparently everybody's putting out episodes tonight, so I'm getting all kinds of of notifications. But anyway, so to recap, I'll just go through the list. Organize your episode show prep. Number two is once you have your recording setup figured out, check it off the list. Once you have your RSS feed and website set up, check that off the list. And don't try to game the system. Once you have a workflow that works for you, stick to it and have fun. You know, if it's a struggle, you won't want to do it. You won't want to stick to it. And, you know, I've had podcasts like that I've started that became drudgery. And guess what? I stopped them. So I guess, you know, the final word of this segment would be, you know, if it's not fun and if it's not doing anything for you, stop it. Do something else. You know, that's how Podcast Help Desk got started. I was talking about podcasting on all my other shows. And I thought, you know what? I want to do a show that talks about podcasting. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I still have a couple of those other shows, and I don't talk about podcasting on them nearly as much as I used to because I have this, and that works. But I've had other shows where, you know, I've done them. They were fun for the first month or two, and then, I don't want to do it anymore. And I wasn't afraid to pull the plug on them. And, you know, so, you know, when it becomes drudgery, pull the plug, do something else. You know, maybe you want to start a YouTube channel for a while. Maybe come back to podcasting or, you know, change up your show to be what you want it to be. You know, don't, just because you've always done things the same way, you know, I know it goes opposite of what I'm saying, but, you know, if it's not fun because of one of those other things on the list, then, well, yeah, then change it up. Because, you know, on top of it, on top of all of it, it's got to be enjoyable or else you're not going to do it. You know, now if it's a money-making venture, that might be a different story. But, you know, and even, you know, the money-making stuff, you got to enjoy what you do. So, like I said, have fun. That's I guess, would be my major takeaway from this segment. And I am going to press on with another segment here. To take a few minutes here to highlight a podcaster who has been listening to the Podcast Help Desk and has launched his podcast. Well, not really launched it. He has started his podcast and he even did the episode zero thing. I kind of like that. It's the Art Dealer Show at artdealer.show. That's kind of an interesting website there. It's Danny Stern, no relation to Howard. You know how Howard Stern hates podcasting, but Danny Stern likes podcasting, and he's doing a pretty good job over there. He just got it going. He's got his first episode out, plus the episode zero, and it's like he's off to a good start using PowerPress and WordPress, and I do believe Blueberry Hosting. But maybe not. Let's see. Yeah, he's using Blueberry Hosting. That's awesome. So, Danny, I just wanted to shout out to you. If you want to go check out Danny's show, it's the Art Dealer Show at artdealer.show.
I walked through the damp, foggy streets, my mind swirling. So much content, so many podcasts. How do I find the best? Then it hit me, like a big blue neon sign flashing through the mist. Blueberry. All I had to do was drop the E's and go to blueberry.com. Blueberry, the digital media interface for consumers, creators, and advertisers.
And that brings us to the Blueberry Tip of the Week. And this week, I just wanted to tell you about the new Blueberry Player. I know I talked about it in the last show, but now it's released or soft launched. There's that launch word again. But it's soft launched to the public. Well, I shouldn't say public. It's soft launched to Blueberry customers, because that's how it's going to be. You have to be a Blueberry Hosting customer to use the player. And right now, it's, like I said, it's a soft launch, so it's not as intuitive as it's going to be shortly when a new version of PowerPress comes out, which includes the player. But for those of you that want to use it early, you, I've got a little step-by-step there on the website of how to do it, but I'll go through it fairly close. And by the way, if you want to sign up for Blueberry Hosting, use my promo code HELPDESK for a free month at any level. So you could go try this player out if you want. But once you post your episode as normal, so however you do that, whether you do it through the Blueberry website, through PowerPress, or I guess that's the only two ways to upload an episode, or whether you make an episode within the blueberry.com site, or you make your blog post on WordPress, however you do that, make your post as normal. And then you publish it. And if you're on WordPress and PowerPress, you publish it and wait a couple hours because the Blueberry listing will not update immediately. It will update when it checks your feed, generally within a couple hours. So once that episode has shown up in the Blueberry directory, you have to go into your podcaster dashboard at Blueberry. You go to Manage Episodes, and in there you'll see a Get Embed link, and you click that one at the player that you're or at the episode that you are. Click that, you get the player for that episode. Copy that link, and then you paste it into your site. If you're using PowerPress, you have to enable the Media Embed box in the basic settings of PowerPress, and then you'll have a box to paste that embed code when you make your episode. But there'll be a little bit of a delay where you have the stock player until until Blueberry's directory gets populated. But you can use that player, and it's a pretty neat player. Eventually, it's going to be in the PowerPress as an option. Right from, just as any other player. But, if you want to be an early adopter, there's a guide up there on the podcast help desk /84. And I guess I'm not going to make a couple, I'm just going to keep going here. So this is no longer the Blueberry tip of the week. It's now where I talk about some other stuff that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be the special guest host. And not co-hosting with anybody. I'm going to be the solo guest host of Geek News Central this Friday, April 15th, so a week from now. So come check that out. Check me out doing somebody else's show solo. Well, it should be a good time. I've done it a few other times when Todd's been around, away. And Todd's on a heavy travel couple of weeks here, and I believe he's going to be on a plane during that show. So he asked me to fill in, so I'll be doing that next Friday. Probably record this episode the episode for this show right after I record the episode for that show. So my voice will be extra scratchy. Let's see. I'm trying something new. I'm always trying something new. Something to get some more feedback in here. I'm starting a Slack group, and those of you that know what a Slack group is will probably like it. We use Slack for internal communications amongst the Blueberry at work there, and it works out good. It's kind of a cross between a chat room and a instant messenger and I guess texting. I don't know. It's just a real collaborative, private group. It's kind of like a private Facebook, I guess, maybe, sort of. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, I have a Slack group now for the podcast help desk. And I'm going to do the invites manually. So anybody that wants to be invited, it's podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com. And the first 10 will get an invite. I'm going to limit it to 10 listeners for now and see how it goes. We may expand that later, but don't want it to be too noisy, and would be a great spot to collaborate with fellow podcasters and meet some of the other listeners and maybe get a little bit of free consulting out of me, you know, that kind of thing. Think of it kind of like a loose mastermind that doesn't cost you any money. So imagine that, a free mastermind. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm going for. So if you're interested, email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, and I'll send you an invite if you're one of the first 10. And, close it off at 10 for now, you know, not including me, so there'll be 11 in there with me. And we'll see how that goes, and then maybe add people as necessary, and hopefully we don't have to subtract anybody, but that has been known to happen. And let's see, over at podcasthelpdesk.com, if you haven't been over there lately, there's been a few changes. The WordPress template that I'm using is the PowerPress Sites template. And, you know, of course, it's, you know, highly configurable. So all those colors and all that I got on there are completely changeable. And so, you know, no counting for my bad taste, but, you know, I live in the woods here, so I figured I'd actually, that picture, believe it or not, is in my backyard at my back fence, obviously taken in the summer. But that's the basics of how the PowerPress Sites template's going to look. You can replace the black bar I got at the top. You can replace that with a photo. You can, there's a lot of customizing. So if you're going to be a PowerPress Sites customer at Blueberry, this will be the template, one of the templates you get to work with. And it's kind of nice, I think. Said haven't quite got it nailed down, colors and otherwise. So expect it to probably change around a little bit here coming up, but just thought I'd let you know what that's going to look like. PowerPress Sites, they say, is pretty close to launching. There's that launch word again. You know what? I'm going to have to start making a banned words list, or at least a list of words that you shouldn't use too much. I think the word launch in my world is getting that way. So anyway, enough of that. Let's launch this into the ether, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening, and as always, at podcasthelpdesk.com, there's all kinds of stuff on the right sidebar. Visit all that stuff. If you're going to buy stuff at Amazon, click that banner and then go to Amazon. I get a little bit of that. I've got a Patreon page over there. Not much activity yet, so get in early, get in often. All that good stuff. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.